on the Big Fatty Show. I was on Big Fatty Show because I called the fuck in for the first time. Yeah, it was nerve-wracking, but I did it. I called in, left a message, and yeah. So I've de-lurked. I'm out of the closet now. You know, and get this. Get this. Who do you think called right before me? Those guys over at Dubious and 10 Plus, you know, the Daniel and the Adams, and the Steve guy. Who the hell's Steve? I don't know. I'm about 3 episodes behind on the. Oh yeah, Steve moved there. Something. I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, it's possible they have 3 people now over there at Dubious and 10s. What the hell was I saying?
So fresh and cool and sugar-free, come up to Bellamy's.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I've de-lurked, I'm out of the closet.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4792, I say chew, BFO for Monday, the 22th of June, 2026, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me,
a little
chew, go tell it, gonna tell it, yes, be fair, go tell it on the mountain, okay. Lurkers, Big Vinny. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your lurkers today. Y'all, your lurkers all week long. Because, y'all, it's Lurker Week. I failed to announce that last week. But, y'all, if you are a lurker, if you're out there and you listen to the Elder Show, Big Fatty didn't know who you are, or you hadn't gotten on the ham map, or, you're just lurking in the shadows. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, just the way people like to be when dealing with you. It's true. y'all, just de-lurk this week. Y'all, there's few things, that make Big Fatty happier than, someone who's been listening to the little show that just peeps. They just peep, 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 peep out. Hey, Big Fatty, I'm Lorena, and I'm lurking, and, y'all, it makes me just as happy as, I don't know how it makes me, but it makes me very happy, and, let's see, y'all, that is some of that, blueberry, granola that I bought last week if I yeast, I guess I got it 2 weeks ago, but, y'all, makes me very gassy. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, but, anyway, y'all, there's many ways you can de-lurk. You can just send an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or you can call the voice letter number, or you can post something over there at the www, or you can join the ham map. If you need to know how to join the ham map, go over to the BFO, and right up there at the top, it says join the ham map, and it tells you how to do it, and y'all, just... It always, always makes me very happy when some people de-lurk each year. And, y'all, it doesn't hurt. Big Fatty ain't going to stalk you. Big Fatty, what if they're really hot? Well, Okay, well, anyway. Let's just move the show forward.
Yes, Big Fatty, I'm all for that.
Coming up all next month, we've got something special. Big Fatty, tell us all about it. From the SSQD studios, it's time for Follow-Up Question Month. It's a month of answering follow-up questions from the So-So Question Contest from back in February. See, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fright Little Shows and Big Fatty Shows. Anyway, nothing in particular of notoriety. Y'all, I've watched a lot of sports ball this weekend. Most of it's been pretty good. Although, as I'm recording this, on Sunday afternoon, y'all, I'm the Atlanta Braves beat the Brewers. The Milwaukee. I didn't know Daniel was from Milwaukee. Well, he is. And anyway, the Atlanta Braves beat the Brewers. Big Fatty, is that before or after he got to meet Anita Bryant? Oh, this is definitely after. Anyway, beat them Friday and Saturday, and y'all, as I'm recording this, the Atlanta Braves are losing 8-1 in the second inning. Y'all, it's just turned to shit. Yes, Big Fatty. I will say that Thursday evening, y'all, I say that I slept like a baby many times. Well, y'all, I got 100% score on my sleeping from Thursday night, and y'all, I got over 9 hours of sleep that evening. Now, y'all, so I definitely slept like a baby. Got up on Friday morning, had my breakfast. Y'all, I finished up those blueberry Freddas on Sunday, so I had one Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and y'all, they're just giving me the sugar by DTs, so I'm glad they're out of here. But you got up on Friday morning, y'all, had to start cooking for Friday. And Fatty's, y'all, we were going to have a barbecue, ribs. And y'all, I had a recipe to make a hash brown casserole and cone on the cob. We had a Southwest chopped solid. And for dessert, we had key lime pie. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, I had to get the ribs in the oven. Y'all, I just baked them. I didn't put them on the grill this time. And y'all, low and slow, that's what they say. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like the instructions for the special chair. Well, not necessarily slow. But what was I saying? I was saying that, Big Fatty, you sound like Stink Pot at the beginning of the show. I do. Y'all, by the way, evidently Stink Pot has put out Popeye Arms episode, and y'all, Miss Bacon has come out with a new episode also, and and the spam official spam master and former number one fan of the BFO, the Laughing Buddha, has put out a new episode of the Scooter Diaries. And he says, "Oh, I've had 6 downloads." And he said that on the Blue Butterfly. And I said, "Twinsies." So y'all prove me wrong. D-lurk somebody so I'll have 7 listeners. Yes, Big Fatty. But what was I saying? I don't know. Oh, I do know. Y'all, after I read the paper, did my puzzles, had my coffee, I was off. I was off to go get my hairs cut. And, well, y'all, it didn't turn out the way I expected. Y'all, I walked into the barber shop and I said, "Oh, is Lorena, you know, my favorite barber, I said, is Lorena here today?" And they said, "Oh, Lorena no longer works here. She's gone to work at an eyelash studio." And y'all, I was crestfallen. Crestfallen, I tell you. And but you know, there are other folks there that can give Big Fatty his signature haircut. Y'all went to a new lady that I didn't know. Y'all, it'll be the last time I go to her. She was able to do the crew cut, but I gave her specific instructions, and she did about half of them. And so, anyway, y'all, I'm not real pleased with my haircut. But anyway, as far as my old stylist, I'm sorry she's gone. And, well, quite frankly, as far as I'm concerned, she's dead to me. Bitch! Ready. And y'all, so I got home, and y'all, y'all, you know the turnip head. Oh yes, Big Fatty, up there in northern Mexico. Yes, well, he has in the past, he's offered me a chance to use his Plex. His Plex server. You know, Archer used to have a Plex server. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Archer can't let you use his anymore. No, he can't. But the turnip head, what I like to watch on there is the Big Run Canada. The turnip head and I had been working to try to get the I couldn't get the connection to come in, and so he was trying to help me with all of that. Well, y'all, anyway, success. And y'all, the thing I like about the Big Run Canada is all the stops are in Canada. I love the host of that, John Montgomery. He looks like a lumberjack. And y'all, they always have out and proud, yes, Big Fatty, kind of de-lurker, eventuals. And y'all, so I watched the whole season. Yes, Big Fatty! Now, y'all, I will say, the prizes on the Big Run Canada, y'all, they each get an electric Chevrolet car. They get a trip around the world. They get $250,000 sponsored by Fuse Iced Tea. You know, it's the favorite beverage up in northern Mexico. And the title winners of The Amazing Race Canada. And y'all, it's just such a good show. And so I was delighted to be able to, y'all, I watched the whole season over the weekend. And y'all, it was season 11, and needless to say, I was pleased. I was pleased with the winners. Anyway, y'all, I will say there was a team. They were indigenous, kind of Eskimo-ish. You know, I'm not trying to indigenous to Canada folks that y'all, their names. their names, and they were older folks, and their names were Nippy and Magoo. Oh, Magoo, you've done it again. So, y'all, it was like it was the Nip and me. But Big Fatty, I didn't know. Oh, yes, the Nip says I drive like Mr. Magoo. Big Fatty, it ain't just the Nip. But Nippy and Magoo, y'all, they had a hard time. But, y'all, I'm going to tell you what, there was some tough things they had to do. And anyway, and y'all, the season 12 I saw has just come out. So I'll be watching that probably sometime during the week. You know, when there's nothing else on. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, nothing until July the 9th. What happens July the 9th? Big Fatty, it's the debut of the Big Brother. Oh, yes, y'all, I've been looking for rumors. And the only rumors I've seen on the Big Brother are that there may be a combination of old and new players, because at some point during this season, they will have their 1,000th episode of the Chinbot. But more on that later. Oh yes, Big Fatty. I just hope that Brinchel doesn't come back. But anyway, then Saturday afternoon. I've programmed Ruination, the early years, for every Saturday between now and in the end of the year. Ready? You really lead an exciting life. I do indeed. And y'all then on Saturday also, y'all, I got a coupon from the Cools, 40% off. Some of my little tongs that I use for serving, y'all, they're cheap, but they break every now and then, and I have to replace them. So I ordered a couple more of those, and y'all, then they had I go to the sales and clearance just to see. Yes, Big Fatty, always good to check on clearance. Y'all, they had a tablecloth that I thought, oh, well, that looks nice. And y'all, then they had these little meat thermometers. They're about the size of a silver dollar, and the dial is, and then you stick the probe into each individual steak, and then you can look and see. It'll tell you if it's rare or medium rare or shoe leather. And y'all, there was a package of four of those. And y'all, I've never seen these before. So I said, well, I'll give it a try since it's 40% off. So y'all, I've got that coming. Y'all also ordered me, because my free Lesbeterian delivery service shipping ended on Sunday. Y'all, I ordered me a couple of books. And I also prepared a Ruination repeat, and y'all, I forgot to post it. So it's out there if you missed it Sunday morning. And y'all, that pretty much has been the weekend. Oh, Big Fatty, you can tighten that up in post. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday, y'all. Big doings here at the Villa. Tuesday. Y'all, I'll tell you all about it on tomorrow's little show. Y'all, and I will say this about the Big Run Canada. Y'all, they do a lot of product placement. And y'all, if they mentioned Fuse iced tea once, they mentioned it half a dozen times each episode. Y'all have never heard of Fuse, F-U-Z-E, iced tea, but I guess if you live in northern Mexico, you have. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Stink Pot, and Stink Pot, what was it like to de-lurk?
I've de-lurked out of the closet.
Oh, Big Fatty, I don't think it took much for him to be out of the closet. Oh, have you heard him talk?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.